This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The human suffering on both sides of the border as two governments engage in the most robust fighting of the Gaza war, children crying as they searched for their injured father at Khan Yunis Hospital. And on the Israeli side...
I missed you.
I missed you too, baby. Every day, every minute of every day.
I'm so happy to be back with you. I was really worried about you.
I was worried about you too.
After being held hostage by Hamas, a father and daughter have a quiet moment, thankful to be reunited and safe. Israel's widening air and ground offensive in southern Gaza has displaced tens of thousands more Palestinians and worsened the territory's dire humanitarian conditions, with the fighting preventing distribution of food, water, and medicine outside a tiny sliver of southern Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. After a first-day blur of rare quick action and agreement, negotiations at the critical COP28 United Nations Climate Conference, finishing up their first week in a more familiar place, the murky middle where momentum and roadblocks intertwine.
We need to agree that the production of fossil fuel, the consumption of fossil fuel, must be drastically curtailed.
That is Mulwyn Joseph, the health minister for Antigua and Barbuda. The Dubai conference is focused on language about what to do about fossil fuels. For the first time in nearly 30 years of talks, the idea of getting rid of all of them is on the agenda as a serious possibility. This is VOA News. Republican U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, who has blocked hundreds of U.S. military promotions for months to protest the Pentagon's payment of abortion-related travel costs, said he will lift his hold on some of them. Here's Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
I have the happy duty of asking unanimous consent that the Senate consider the following nominations en bloc.
Shortly after Tuberville's announcement, Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer took to the Senate floor to confirm hundreds of the stalled promotions.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it.
Since there were no objections, they all went through. The reversal was welcome news to the Pentagon.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joyner. A man who once ran a multi-billion dollar illegal drug business is now helping police. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston says he's doing it by teaching them what he knows.
I come from a family of drug traffickers.
This is Margarito Flores. He used to work with one of the world's most notorious drug kingpins, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
By the time I was 17, I guess I graduated by then, right? I had a degree in drug trafficking.
Flores went from counting packages of drugs as a child to running a multi-billion dollar network with his twin brother in the Chicago area in the early 2000s to eventual informant who turned on El Chapo. Now he's pulling back the curtain on his former trade secrets for law enforcement.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston, who says arrested in 2008, he and his brother were sentenced to 14 years in prison. For their cooperation, they served five.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
The producer of this groundbreaking American television show from the 1970s, Norman Lear, has died. He was 101 years old. All in the Family starred Carol O'Connor as a diehard conservative, Archie Bunker, who clashed with his liberal son-in-law over racism, feminism, and the Vietnam War. Lear went on to have a string of hits, including Maud and the Jeffersons.
I have this thing where I get older, but just never wiser.
Time magazine has named Taylor Swift its Person of the Year. While her popularity has grown across the decades, this is the year that Swift 33 achieved a kind of nuclear fusion, said Time about her selection. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.